Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 126. Today is Saturday, July 21st, 2018. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone.
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening. And don't say 126. It makes me feel really old.
126.
126. Don't leave out the 100.
No, 126. It's amazing. We've been doing this a while. Ooh. Hey, we're coming up to 3 years. Oh, we haven't put that in our thing.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'll type. But
you type.
This whole show, for anybody that's listening that doesn't know, this is gonna be a gong show. Poor LB, who's here as our guest, by the way. It's just gonna be a poor show on our part, not on his part.
Yeah. LB will be exemplary guest. I can feel it right yes. now. So hey, LB, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great.
Excellent. We apologize in advance, but thank you for coming and having a chat with us. We really appreciate it. So first up, because obviously you raid with Stone, you've played along with Stone for quite some time, but I don't know you as well. So tell us all a little bit about yourself. Who is LB?
Well, I'm me.
All right. So what do you main? Tell us about what character do you main?
I've
all of them.
The course of war, yeah. Like, I don't have anything I particularly stick to, I guess.
Okay.
Did you complete all 36 of the mage tower things? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't main anything. He does them all.
Wow.
That's why I said he carries us.
Nice. All right. So how long have you been playing WoW? When did you first start playing WoW?
I first started during the open beta for Classic.
Okay.
And,
nice.
I've been on and off since then.
Okay. All right. So when did you first start trying a challenge tune? When did that happen?
Well, with the WoW Challenges specific rules, I'd say last year, but I tried to level without dying before, but I usually die because I was AFK.
Okay. But I think we all can relate to that kind of feeling, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so you concentrate. Have you tried all of the challenges, or do you just concentrate on doing Iron Man?
I think I got a pacifist too, like level 2. But otherwise, just Iron.
Okay, all right. And what is the main thing that you like about trying the Iron Man challenge? Is it because, you know, because the no dying, stripping your character right down to, you know, like bare basics, or, you know, is it just, it's something different for you, obviously?
I like the challenge of just getting all the way to max level without dying.
Okay. Awesome. So what's been your fondest memory so far? Now, whether that be with current Iron or back, you know, when you were trying a challenge without actually knowing, you know, about the Iron Man and the WoW challenges. So what's been your fondest memory so far?
They're not many fond memories.
Wow.
Mostly death. Mostly death.
Oh.
Mostly death.
Well,
okay. Well, yeah,
well, I think you're going to join everybody else that's been playing lately. Everyone's just like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's been a bit rough. Okay.
Yes,
so...
I just killed my hunter that I was working on the past couple of weeks.
That's not good.
Okay. So what level was the hunter?
Just 39.
Okay, still impressive. Very well. All right. And what is the highest level tune that you've gotten for Iron Man?
I think 41 on during the Eastern Kingdoms free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
I died at doing like a stealth quest in Ashenvale. I realized I didn't have a shield on while I was stealth, so I put a shield on and it unstealthed me, and there were tons of mobs around and they all ganged up on me.
Wow.
Ow. Ouch. Oh.
Putting
yeah.
A shield on will unstealth you?
With this certain. It was a. You get a cloak that you put on, and then it when you use the cloak, it stealths you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't remember having been over in Ashenvale for ages, so... All right. So, what's your path of leveling? Like, obviously, how things have been and how things are now have been, you would have seen a lot of changes. So, for you... Currently, when you start, have you started your new Iron Tune yet, or?
No, I'm going to wait till they fix this scaling.
Okay. So,
I have a feeling you'll be waiting a while.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I think the scaling's here to stay.
Oh, they said it was a mistake in the Q&A.
Well, there's some mistakes, right?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait and see. So, have you got your path for leveling like fixed in your brain for the next tune, though? Like, or are you jumping? Gonna have to jump around and see how it goes.
I always start in Dunmuro because it has to be a gnome, and then from there, I don't think I've followed any set paths yet. I keep dying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bugger on that dying, I tell you.
Are you being killed at any one given spot, or is it just various different things all the time?
No, I've died to something different every time.
Yeah. Okay. It's trying to find the balance, I find sometimes is really very interesting for how things are now. I haven't fully looked, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see. All right, so what's the worst death you've had, LB? What do you reckon is the worst one?
Probably my first warrior during the Eastern Kingdoms contest. I was just zipping through. And I got to level, I think, 15, and I went to do the quest to kill Foreman Sharpsnear, and he just demolished me.
Yeah, he's nasty. Definitely. All right, do you think that you've got any zones that you won't touch with when you level the next iron? Is there somewhere you're like, nope, not going there? Like, for me, it's going to be anywhere that there's dwarves. Dwarf quests. But for you, like, is there, you know, like Red Ridge or Dead Ridge, as we like to, you know, refer to it. Is there anything that you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to touch that place with the 10-foot pole?
Yeah, definitely Red Ridge. And I'm thinking Ashenvale too, because I've killed two characters there.
Okay. All right, Ashenvale. Yeah, that's so. Do you like to jump continents like Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms? Because I mean, if you're rolling a gnome, is it something that you like to mix it up, or do you try and stick to one continent?
Yeah, I've done some jumping back and forth. Okay. It's a lot easier now that they have a portal instead of a ship to Eldrassil.
Oh. Okay. I did not know that. I did not realize that. I have not fully looked, obviously. That means we don't fall off ships and zeppelin boats and zeppelins. That could be interesting. That means John doesn't need to jump. He's not in the chat room, but I just thought I'd say it anyway. Sorry, John, but it was funny. Funnier in my head. All right, so for you, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
I'd say it's easy until you're dead.
Okay. That's true. That is true.
There's just so many things that'll sneak up and you're just not expecting it to suddenly the difficulty to change drastically.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Any like tips or tricks that you utilize while you're leveling? Do you, you know, is there anything that you would utilize yourself? Like I have, for me, shadow meld on a particular button. If I'm on a night elf, it's on that button for every single night elf tune that I have. My, oh damn, I need to get out of this button is the same all across my tunes. Do you have anything?
Yeah, playing a bunch of different classes. Yeah, I try and keep similar spells to similar buttons. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is there a particular class that you like to roll, or you just keep trying a hunter, or have you been mixing it up with different irons, like a priest or a warrior?
I'll probably stick to hunter, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, especially now in our climate. In the current climate of irons, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Compared to what we were before. I guess we'll talk about that a little bit after, too.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so any more questions for LB that you've got to throw in?
No, and I just realized something that's distracting me that I forgot to hit record, but it's okay because Twitch makes a recording for us as we go. So, the next thing that could go wrong is that the stream dies. Then we'll be in trouble. Because then I'll have a partial recording, right? Yeah. Anyways.
That'll be awesome. Okay. Yeah. It is what it is. Do you want to record from this point on, just in case?
Nope.
Okay.
I have made my bed, and I am sleeping in it right now.
No, you're not. You're like tossing and turning, right?
I'm not looking at the title bar at all, so.
Okay. All right. Yep. No worries. Okay, well, LB, what have you been up to this week in WoW? Obviously, there's been a few things happening game that we will certainly get to shortly. But for you, what have you been doing? Focusing on challenge tunes, your normal tunes, achievements? Like, what's your week been like?
I was trying to focus on leveling the Iron Hunter that I had, but then I killed it. Mm-hmm. So also, I've been trying to figure out what class I want to play as a main for BFA.
Mm-hmm. You still don't know? And
I think I've settled on Marksman Hunter because I like the way they're playing now.
Okay.
Okay. Do you normally like majority of time go a DPS, or are you happy to like do tank or healer role?
Yeah, I like all the roles. I've been our backup. I've been the third healer for our raid.
Okay.
I would like to do. It would be fun to do all three at once, but that's impossible.
Are you sure? Because
Druid,
I'm sure if anybody could think of a way to do it, it would be you. So
nice. Wow.
No pressure.
Oh, that's a good one, Nisi. Nisi says a frog of all trades. There you go. I'm writing that one down.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just thinking the show titles already. Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. So how did you find this week, LB, with the 8.0 coming out? Like, did it make a huge amount of difference for your challenge tune as well as your normal tunes?
Yeah, for my challenge tune, I went from... I was playing as a survival hunter. I went from killing like mobs in about the time it takes for flanking strike to reset, and now like killing one mob, you have to like spam heal on your pet, and then it almost dies if you don't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So have you tried a different spec, or had just were keeping with survival?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try marksman next because they can have a pet again.
Okay. Oh, can they? Oh, all right. Cool. I obviously haven't read any of the show notes other than Warlock. Funny about that. All right. So anything else that you've been up to this week?
No, not much. Just waiting for the stuff to come out next week. Okay. New content.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, that'll be all interesting. We will see how that goes. Okay. Stone. Wow.
Yeah. I have stuff.
Look at that.
Listen, I told you I am out of website responsive hell, and I can play again. So here we are. Okay, I'm going to go through it really quickly. I played on my tin again, and I died twice in the mountains trying to buff the Kromgar fighting the Grim Totem. So you're in Moldagin or something, or Mulbragin. It's one of the troll towns in the south part of Stone Talon.
Yep, I know where you're going.
And you have to go buff your dudes, right? And I died twice. And because the Kromgar, not the Kromgar, the Grim Totem have a stomp that will reduce your attack power, which also reduces my healing, so I can't even heal myself, right? And so I died twice. That was. I write down fun, but I did not have fun. So I think that's I quit that quest. I'm like, I'm not doing this quest anymore. This is stupid.
Okay.
So I went on an iron. I rolled a new iron, and it was just a random one. And I got a Destro Warlock Nightborn. And I'm like, oh, great. I get 20 free levels without having to do anything. Awesome. I feel so strong. Yeah. So I stripped her down, went to Tearsfall Glades, and I can kill rares. And that was no problem. It's just that Voidy has no armor, like zero. And he dies so fast, the Void Walker dies really, really quickly.
Have you got health funnel yet? You should do.
On Destro, no. At 21, no. Nope. So, I can kill rares, but I have to res the Void Walker two, maybe three times. before that rare is dead. And I can get through it pretty quick. There was a few times that were not too good, and I had two mobs on me. That was not good. I made it to 21, but I was not feeling good, so I decided that's where I'm going to leave her. Because I'm not liking the feel of everything that's going on in front of me. So, and then I rolled my pacifist. I decided to give that one a go because I figured, well, with the squish, I don't need to fight. So I can just go pick herbs and stuff. And yeah, I hit level 20. I'm going to take another
sip.
So I hit level 10, and I saw that my yay, that's my highest ever, which is funny because it's pacifist. Anyway, so and then I saw my rest XP was basically 98% through. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna level through that, and I hit level 11, and that's where I'm gonna leave them, buck naked in the wintry mountains of the gnome area, because that's the safest that you can go.
Okay.
So I was going to go do cooking and fishing quests, because apparently you can do that at level 10, but I decided at the time of day I wasn't going to bother, because too many people on, I didn't want to risk getting like an accidental kill because I was beside something. So I just kind of left him there.
Wow.
I logged them back into the inn. It's very difficult not wanting to kill things, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I post up a screenshot on Twitter. Okay, and just so that you guys know, just as an aside. Okay, let's just stop right now for a second. Just as an aside. The temperature right now here is about 21, 22 degrees. It's really nice out, nice breeze. Mm-hmm. So we have everything open. So you can hear the kids. Mm-hmm. Those are not my kids. Those are the kids playing in the street that are getting weight, that are going to get hit by cars. So if you hear squealing and, well, you know what happened.
Yeah.
Not that I would. Anyways. Okay. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, I logged him out at an inn. What was that? Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. That's what I was gonna say. So I took a screenshot of a herb. I think it was silver leaf, and it was like right where there was a mob, and I'm like, but
yeah,
a mob would pad away, and then it'd be like, oh man, like I think I can make it. I think I can get it and then run before the mob comes back.
Yeah.
I didn't try it, but I think the mobs are like level 5 or 6 and they don't go higher. So now that I'm 11, I'm going to go back because a 6 level difference should be okay. Wow. Yeah, let's slam the door more, kids. Dumbasses. So anyway, so hey, this is not a clean tag show anymore, so, but I'm not going to let her rip. I just, you know. Anyways, okay.
Well, still, 11, get off my lawn. Level 11 is very, I'm very impressed, because I honestly thought you were going to flip tables before you hit level 10, so.
I am hanging around that gnome area until 20, at least. 21,
okay.
Unless I. Until I go insane, because the amount of XP you're going to get is small. So,
yeah.
We'll see. So, I'm going to mute myself.
Good luck.
And then yell at the kids to get the hell off my lawn.
Okay.
And shut the hell up.
Okay. Nice. All right.
So, well, why don't you tell us about your. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. It's truly exciting. Anyway, most of the leveling I did was obviously before the patch hit, because I've kind of been a little bit busy doing other things like sorting broken add-ons and dealing with a game that I'm like, my pretty UI. Anyway, but beforehand, I did get my iron up to level 29. So she's the Night Elf Hunter. She's going quite well. The bloods I did get, so I started a Lightforged Draenei because I was like, well, why not? So I made her a hunter. I wanted to see how that would go. And she hit level 23, so I'm at 252 kills on her. The Void Elf Warlock hit 36, so that she's at 1,141 kills. And my Night Elf Hunter hit 48, and she's at 2,940 kills. Now, that was all before the patch. And as I said, I've been busy doing other things since the 8.0 dropped. However, I did hop on. I was going to play some challenges last night. So I thought, you know what? I'll hop on my hunter. I hopped on my big girl, my 48. I wasn't going to hop on the big warrior. I thought, let's just go see. She's in Loch Modan. Of course, where else would I be? And I took her out and it's like the UI still skewy. I've got add-ons that haven't come back yet. But I thought, yeah, I'll go kill some spiders and some bears. And there's normally the rare, not the gnoll. I can't think of it. Anyway, there's normally a gnoll, rare up. So I thought, well, I'll go and see if that's up. And I managed to get myself nearly killed because the funniest thing happened. The pet that I had wasn't on my bars, so I couldn't find where my pet had disappeared. So that's my pet. I think it's Filter, my turtle. And I then accidentally pulled two extra mobs while I'm trying to kill one.
Did you call your pet turtle a filter?
Filter. Well, like a coffee filter.
Yeah.
They're all coffee related names, so I called it Filter. Yeah, why not? You know, I got to do something. Well, it can't be espresso and cappuccino every single time. So, yeah, but I nearly, so I had to shadow meld, which is fine. I didn't have a pet out because I couldn't find my pet, where the hell my pet had disappeared to. And by the time I was like, I need to look in my spell book, and I'm like, I'm dying. So I shadow melded right where the spider decided to go back to its spawn point. So that was awesome. And I'm sitting on about 20% health by the time that happened. And I'm really, really not sure what happened next. I'm not sure if I misclicked, like right-clicked and went to stab the spider with my bow, or if the spider kind of went, you know what, I can see you and I'm gonna bite you. And then all of a sudden I'm out of shadow meld and I'm running for my life over to, like, I'm like, where's the god's food, you know? I'm like, yeah. And my health is going down, 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 and I've just gone feign death. And I'm just like, please, 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 please work, because I don't have a shadow meld off. And thankfully, she just go, ah, and died, you know, like, fake died, feign death died. And the spider unleashed and went back. And I was like sitting on 56 hit points. So that was really, really, really close, but that was really, really messy. And I thought I had everything. And when I looked in the spell book, I was like, okay, I think I'd picked pet 3, like the little icon for pet 3, but I hadn't picked the turtle.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, so I dragged the turtle over where I normally have stuff. And I'm like, okay, so let's get Filter back out. And by that stage, my heart was like in my throat. And I was like, this is not good. We'll just bandage up, you know, off, have some food, and then I'll attack it with the turtle. Went and killed the rebels up. So I managed to successfully only pull one mob at a time. Found things weren't too bad. So I just not quite used to how it looks because the UI is not complete. So I did kill the rare. The rare went down, no problems whatsoever on the Blood Hunter at 48. So it's like, okay, I think I'm all right on that, but I didn't check any other tunes to see because I know people have had a really, really rough week. And with just trying to lose that hunter, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to go fish. So I went back to my normal leader and I did like crazy amounts of fishing last night and stuff. So,
why did you do fishing? Was it to fish up the pond nettle or something? Or
no, because I already got the damn pond nettle. $2,359. I will never forget that number in all my life. Fishing artifacts, I've still got points to put in it.
Oh, man.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go fish because I really am waiting for my UI to be fine.
The way that it sounded like at that Q&A, it sounded like that the fishing pole is only going to work on Broken Shore. Okay, sure. But it sounded like they're going to be doing something else for fishing. Mm-hmm. And I really hope it's not as bad as this one was. Because this one, honestly, to me, it felt like a real grind. Like
it is. I've still got, I think, six things that I've got to get. And it's crazy the amount of artifact power I've got to put into it. So, you know, but it's still showing it's active. That's what I was confused about because I'm like, okay, are they keeping the pole current? Anyway, I don't know. But I figured it was safer for me to fish than anything else because I was like, I don't want to turn everything off on the challenge tunes to try and deal with standard UI or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? We'll give it another week and we'll see how it goes. And feel like I need to let things settle. I've got to be 100% focused on making sure, you know, that I can play the tune. And at the moment, I'm not happy with it. So until I'm happy with it, it's no use. Because otherwise it'll be, you know, Blood Leader's dead, Iron Leader's dead, Blood Leader's dead, you know. And I'm like, that list is growing longer every week, so I don't need to add to it for the end of the year show. So, yeah. Anyway, it's been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun times. In mm-hmm. about a week and a half, you won't have to worry about your UI because we'll be just burning everything. Or just burning trees down. And maybe reclaiming Lordaeron. Anyways, so
let's fight you.
Play the bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, I'm gonna play. So usually, we play community related bumpers and stuff first. So like Ditch Con before the storm. So Grand Negus has asked us to play a little teaser about something that he's going to be doing. Something that he's going to be releasing that's really cool in about 3 weeks' time on August 13th. So I'm just going to play that right now.
We are the Forsaken. Forsaken. You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
Coming to you on Battle for Azeroth Launch Day, August the 13th, episode 41 of Corpse Run Radio, with a very special guest.
children of the grave, heed my call. Come and join me, or feel my wrath. For we are the Forsaken. I am your queen.
I hadn't seen the cinematic until I got to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
I did it, but I hadn't seen any portion of that.
Yeah.
It was more just drawings we were working off of. And I was blown away at the work these guys did. The art is just so phenomenal.
Oh yeah, the cinematics team, is Terran Gregory, he is like absolutely amazing with his team.
He's awesome.
It's like, and that's like one of the big things that Blizzard does is these amazing cinematics.
Now go out, my minions. Let nothing stand in your way.
Okay. It wasn't choppy, was it? No? It's just, okay. So then it was my headphones. See? These freaking headphones.
It's your headphones.
Okay.
Very
excited for that.
Yes.
Lita.
Okay. All right. So in a month's time?
Yeah. No. Yes. No. About five weeks.
Okay. We are having our 3-year anniversary show. So yay, happy birthday to us. Amazing. 3 years. Wow.
3 years. So wow. Feels like I've been with you forever. Sorry.
Yeah. Ditto.
Wow.
Anyway, so what we're going to do, and we need prep for things now because we don't want to be like, well, we're doing this right, you know, last minute. So what we're going to do is hold a WoW Challenges question and answer. So we want you guys to send in a question. It can be related to how we play the game, you know, about us, about the show. But we would also really like, for whatever question that you give to us, we would also like your answer. So say if you sent in a question, you know, what's your favorite class that you like to play? So for Stone, it would be something
you don't know.
That's right. And then I would give my answer, but we would also like what your answer to the question would be, because we want to make it interactive. Yay. So you can send those into podcast@wowchallenges.com, or you can tweet us if you want to @wowchallenges on Twitter, which is fine, or put them in Discord into the podcast channel is fine. And we will compile the questions and have a little Q&A, our own little Q&A. So most definitely send them in. That will be for the 20.
Son of a gun. It's something. It's the last.
The end of August. Anyway, yes. Yeah.
The 25th.
Yeah. Okay.
So even if you have questions about coding, I'll answer. I'm not going to go in depth and do like, you know, like this is how you do it, but you know, I would answer as much as I can. So pretty much anything.
Okay.
We'll tell you when you've crossed my line, and then we'll tell you when we've crossed Lita's line.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. But anyway, it should be fun. We just want to make it, you know, a fun show. It will possibly be not the usual format. I think we were talking, Stone. We're just gonna go on into it.
Just dive on in. Crazy
good times. Nice. Exactly. All right. So yeah.
Okay. So
over to you.
Yay. This is our first show since 8.0. So I just wanted to go over some of the changes that we have to apply to the Iron Challenge, etc. To Iron and everything else. Basically, first aid is completely gone from the API. Like it used to have a spot, and now it's gone. It's just gone.
Yeah.
So it's like completely gone. If you want, you can buy your silk bandages and stuff from the auction house. That is allowed. The way that they did Dungeons and Raids this time around, they did it the same way that they did classic ones, where I have to go look at the bosses, and they didn't do a summary of how many bosses you've killed, which it's really weird. I don't know why they decided to go back. I have a ticket for it because I don't know if it's a bug or not, but needless to say, you still can't go in there and kill bosses and stuff. You'll get flagged. Heart of Azeroth. I will be looking for achievements and equips. So I know with the Legion weapon, like, you were allowed to equip it once to unlock pretty much everything else. I think what we're going to do this time around is that we're going to say no, because I don't know yet if the Heart of Azeroth is required to access the new level 110 zones. Okay, so I would say do not equip yet, because if you do and we decide no, then you're going to get flagged. Just wait. War mode, I think we went with allowed only because we couldn't track it and only because it wasn't a outright benefit, right? Like, there is a lot of risk there. So,
yeah.
Because normally we would never allow that. It's just like, it's a XP boost, so that's just a no-no, right? So, PvP talents, we said, are not allowed, just like talents. Tins are okay to use them as well. And Azerite armor upgrades are not allowed. We will be checking for them as well. And anything, I think all the Azerite armor stuff is blue and higher. So, but I thought I saw something about you getting Azerite upgrades. So I'm not sure about that. We'll have to see what turns out in once we unlock all the new stuff. So honestly, when in doubt, I would say don't. Yeah. So the other thing I kind of wanted to go on is to talk about is, yeah, scaling is hard. Scaling is really hard. And it's kind of funny. From the looks of it, I feel like we're back to the old style of things where hunters are king. And even then, I know people are saying, oh, they've been nerfed too, but hunters are back to being king again. The rest I think can be done. It's going to be super hard and you'll have to take a long time and be patient, which, you know, and you can do it too. So I think that we had a good run with Legion, and as much as people were saying, oh my god, we can do specs and Iron is dead, and drive me freaking nuts when they, you know, but things were actually really good. You know, it wasn't too hard and it made things doable. And now I think now that we're going back, I think now we realize what we had. So it's kind of a question more for everybody else is, you know, do we stay on the path? Because typically what we've done is that we won't make a change to our rules unless Blizzard forces that on us, right? Like, we would never have ever allowed you being able to pick a spec, right? But yeah. Blizzard forced that on us. So, like, if we continue along that road, we're not going to make any changes, right? And we're just going to go back to the old way of things where you basically need to play one class first and then kind of find your way through it, know what you can do and all that. The other option is, you know, we buck that and say, we're going to do what we want to do. And we fix things. Like, I don't think the challenge is broken. It's more the game has changed. So, yeah. You know, do we want to stay with where we are? Or do we want to try to change things to kind of mimic Legion in a way? And, you know, and these, and this isn't like a thing that we do like right now. And I feel like, honestly, me having this conversation right now is a reaction to all of the knee jerk that I see everywhere. Like, oh my God, everything's so hard. Yeah, it's hard. Absolutely. 100%. But we need to see what's going to happen from 110 to 120. And I know that we all joke about it, but we need to see if Lissan can level to 120. Because if he can't do it, I mean, there's a few people I know that could do it if he couldn't. But do we want to make the challenge again where you have 10 people, or do you want to have it like how we had in Legion, where we had how many? I'm going to work really quickly. Stats. Challenge victors, we had 34.
34, okay.
Versus, let's say, Pandaland, we had 24. So it's a difference of 10, right? I would say the difference more is that in Pandaland, you had more hunters. Even though Lissan was going on as priest, I would love to see what happens, right? So it's something to keep in mind. And over the next few weeks, you know, as things unlock, and especially after our anniversary show, and as we get up into BlizzCon, like I would think that we would have gotten a good look of things by BlizzCon, right? So where's my show notes? Right here. Okay. So, you know, and some of the options are what? Do we allow talents? Honestly, I don't think that gives us enough to play with to mimic what we had before. Do we allow buffs? Do we allow green gear? Just saying. I know you shake your head, and I know Zort says no talents, but you know, but this is where we have to talk about this stuff. Do we want to stay with where we are, or do we want to try to mimic what we had? So over the next, I'd say three, four months or so, that's where we really have to have a good look of things and see how it goes versus just, you know, oh my God, and flip table, right? So
that's right. I mean, it's certainly not an easy challenge. It's not meant to be easy, and people need to realize that. But we've got to adjust to the way things have changed. We've got to get used to those changes and see, because at the moment it's still like they did a shutdown last night that they weren't expecting, which was awesome when you're in the middle of trying to do something and that 15 minutes pops up and says, we're shutting
you down. I would say if you're playing on an iron right now, please don't. I fear that you'll be playing and right in the middle of a fight, the server will go down and you're done. And then you're going to be so mad, right? Just you know, give it a... As much as I want everybody to be playing,
a little bit.
I'd say don't play for at least a week. At least until you see things are good to go.
Yeah. It's just, you know, and it's just the way it is. I mean, could you imagine if we didn't have the pre-patch? Like, I think we were talking about this last night. If we didn't have the pre-patch, you know, expansion would have hit, everything would have been and it would be crazy. So at least it gives us that time to be like, you know what? I can hop on my irons. I could give it a go. I could hop on the bloods, but I'm not 100%. For me, I'm not 100% that I know if I sit and play, I'm going to like wipe out. I'm just going to be like wiping those guys out. So I'm like, for me at the moment, until things just settle, I've got to back off on it, and just means I can do some normal stuff. Now, for those that want to play, and play their iron tunes and their challenge tunes, like, good luck. But again, it's, you know, it's a bit like you're again taking the chance. So just be wary, just be, you know, be as careful as you can be. Mm-hmm. But things will settle. It won't, you know, I'm sure it won't be long. Blizzard, you know, they work their backsides out for us. It's not like they're sitting on their, you know, hands doing nothing. So we've just got to be patient, that's all.
Yep. I'm good.
Okay. You're good? Okay.
Honestly, if you would, if you'd like to share your feedback, I would say keep it relatively brief, but, you know, you can put some thought into it. We'll read it on the show. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Email.
Because I feel like with this kind of thing, this is a decision that's not just a easy one to make. It's a, you know, I think we all need to come to the correct decision together, whatever that is. So more feedback the better.
Yeah feedback's good.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do state of the challenges for this week. It looks interesting. All right, LB, can I get you to read the irons, please?
All right, number 10, Torgra 54. 9, Snivizen 57, flagged for having two talents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know why 8, they took them. Yamadish 69, flagged for sucking four talents.
Yeah. People are picking talents, okay. And I don't know why.
I'm being forgetful, I guess.
Yeah.
7, Dragometry 70. 6 is Nikki at 77. 5th is Arjun at 80. 4th is Ash's Irony at 85. 3rd is Margo Stealth at 88. 2nd is Too Thirsty at 96. And 1st is Talyara at 98.
Nice.
Well done. Yeah, not sure what happened with the talents one.
Yeah, because there was no other flag about gear or deaths or anything like that. It was just a
pick
talents. So, and
yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah, bummer. Not good. Oh, well. All right, let's have a look at our bloods for this week. So we've got Kitsandra hit level 80. Soul Shield hit 90. Too Thirsty hit 96. Marga Blood hit 98. Drumroll. You haven't got drumroll. And Vasana is our second ever bloodthirsty champion. Vasana hit 110 this week.
Very
Yay,
nice.
Yay, Vasana. Congratulations. That is amazing. So she pushed it from, in the last couple of weeks, what, from 100 and...
Well, last week, I think she was at 108. 107 or 100. No, I think she was at 107. And then I saw early on this week at 108, and I'm like, oh. So,
Yeah,
she's legit our second champ, which is awesome.
Which is fantastic.
You may know that she also has a pacifist. Zyrel is a level 100 pacifist that she got back in Warlords. Well, technically, like, she did get it because we had to modify the kill, the yellow flag kill rules, and using those rules, she's legit in there. So this is her second one, which is really awesome.
Well done.
And I think she's, I think she's replying to Nisi, so we should have a write up on her fairly soon with some. With some tips on, or with some insights on what she did, because that would be cool to see what she did and all that.
Very exciting. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear that. So very excited for her. Congratulations. Okay, so we've got pacifist LB. Who have we got?
All right, for 5th, Joyful Vegan at 56. 4th is Ash Peace 2 at 60. 3rd is Brisa at 68. Second is Gentle Soul at 73. And first is Huey Hamster at 107.
Yay! Huey Hamster's still going. That's so exciting. All right. Well done. So excited. There we go. Rogue Slayer's doing awesome. My friend Asheo hit 60. That's fantastic. I can't believe he's got a 60 pacifist. I'm amazed. Anyway, and well
is
done.
Is he still sane? You... Like, is
well,
is
he was
okay,
never or... really sane. It's okay. He won't be listening. Gotcha. I don't think. Anyway, cool. He'd probably agree. He's never really sane, so it's okay. But 60, and yeah, I think he found that he went to Outlands, wasn't really happy with the XP, so I think he's still back in Winter Spring. Okay. Because there wasn't that much difference. Yeah. But still, crazy, 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 crazy good. Anyway, congratulations, all you pacifists. Okay, so let's have a look at our tins for this week. So we have got Green Grass, got a red flagged at level 56. Oh, so plate armor, gothic plate armor.
Not of the fire any. Flash. Of can't fire forget flash, that.
Yeah. Sounds intriguing. Wow. Okay, but yeah, no good. So sorry, Green Grass. All right, 81 hit level 70. 5 Shell hit 71. Zyabo hit 88. And Feratelli hit 92.
Nice.
Well done.
So I'm curious if 81 is the year that they were born, or is it their 81st attempt? Because I do remember a character named 80 and 79 and all that kind of stuff. I thought.
Maybe.
That's just me. Okay.
Could be. Yeah. Maybe. Never know. All right. Let's have a look at the greens. Who have we got, LB?
All right. Probably a pretty great person, Kermit, at 46. Rexlock. 60 died. And then Verdig Glory 64. Cry Verdi 64 died. And then Verdant Stand at 87.
Nice.
Do well you done. Have your push to talk on like the Q key?
Yes. you noticed?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did.
That's what it is. Because I'm going, okay, that makes sense. All right.
Well, he was convinced that the best deal Fury and Arms were going to... He was convinced that 8.0 was the best deal that Fury and Arms was going to get. So you were Green Grass? Oh, man. Like on the tin? I think you were saying you were on your tin in Discord. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So for teams, we don't have a lot of... motion here, so we're gonna do our top two iron teams. Number two, Azure Dragonflight died at level 21, and Shots and Shields is at level 35. And for blood teams, we only have one, is Combo Taco 5 is level 25. I personally would be worried about playing teams myself, just because of everything that's going on. I wouldn't want to screw it up and kill my partner. Because
just think about all the rested XP. So it's all good. Wait till things. Sometimes you just gotta wait till things settle down. But
But we want to play now. Right.
I know, but sometimes you've got to, patience, grasshopper, that kind of thing, and this is the time we need to be patient, because otherwise we're going to be killing off those tunes left, right, and center, and, well, I know I will, like, that's a given, I just know that's how it will be for me.
Great, because so then I'm going to win. Sweet. Yay, 8.0.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Okay. Nope.
Is my blood.
Nope. Sorry. There we go.
This just in. It's chit chat.
Oh,
All right.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Nope, go ahead.
I was just going to do the, you know, this is the time people can send in their questions, tips, their tricks, all those kinds of things to this section. So we have got, and some people like to send in their puns. So we're going to do the first one, or did you want to say something, Stone?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay. All right, LB, you get to read Azzy's pun
this week.
All right, go for it.
I just found out that I'm colorblind. The news came completely out of the green.
See, women don't usually get colorblind. It's usually a men's thing, right? Men and dogs, right? That was funny. That was funny.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, out of the blue. It came completely out of the blue. Now it's out of the green. Man.
Okay.
Holy. We had to... Lita, did you actually make us mansplain it to you? Good Lord.
Well, I'm looking at... I kept thinking it came out of the red. I don't know why I was thinking red, and I'm going, that so makes no sense. And that's okay. Obviously, I've not had enough coffee. That's my excuse. I'm going to stick with that.
Right.
Anyway, thank you, Azzy. Pure gold, as always. Anyway, all right, so from Dave the Hunter, we have got, oh God, I've got to read one. If you can smile when things go wrong, you have someone in mind to blame.
I don't think that's like, this feels like a word, like a...
It's smile
words of wisdom.
Wrong.
No, yes.
You have someone in mind to blame. Blame.
Yeah, when things go wrong and I smile, it's because it's your fault. As it usually is.
Bite me. It is not.
Wow. Do you know that it's not it's not a clean tag anymore, right?
Yeah, I know, but you know, calm the farm down, Stone.
Oh, wow. I thought she's gonna do it. Nope. Okay, I'm gonna read five. We apparently got our first ever 5-star review on iTunes. Now, honestly, if you've ever given us one before and I didn't read it, it's because
let us know.
I don't have anything Apple. Okay, so for me to do anything in iTunes, I actually have to load the PC version of the app on my computer. And I typically don't do that. So there is no notification at all to say, hey, you just got a review. There's nothing. So if you give us one, please let us know, because very likely I will miss it because I'm bad. So we got a 5-star review from Epic. I gotta read it. Lita, can you read this? Because you'll read it better.
Yeah.
Because I'll butcher this.
It's okay. So yeah, we just want to say thank you so much to Epic Insanity. It was an amazing little throw out to give us a 5-star that certainly we weren't expecting. So thank you so much, Epic. But he wrote, Stone and Lita bring us a World of Warcraft podcast built around an insanely special niche of gamers within the game. They both bring passion, comedy, and their own special flair to each episode of their podcast. But it's not just the hosts that make this podcast magical. It's the guests they invite on and their whole community. If you are passionate about World of Warcraft, check out WoW Challenges today. So that was just extremely sweet and very, very kind. So thank you so much, Epic. We truly appreciate that.
He, he hits something at the end there, right? That's okay. Anyways, let's go, because I'm gonna start blubbering. I've been drinking again. I've been drinking again, so I'm feeling all emotional about you guys.
It is a community thing.
Yes, it is.
That's what you're going to say. Yeah, and it's not just like it's not just us. Obviously, Stone and I get the fun part of doing this, but we have got an amazing community. And you guys, chat room, you guys listening, everyone who partakes, it's, you know, you make it a lot more fun for us as well. So thank you to our community. Thank you so much as well. Did I do it right?
Yeah. I've got something on my head, though.
I don't see anything there.
But Elby's was good. It was pretty good. Yeah, I have no hair. It's like, hey-o.
You're not funny.
I am so funny. Thank you, Taco.
You are not funny.
Chat room? Do we have chat room questions?
Chat room.
I thought Azzy had a question. Hold on. Azzy had a good question. Can you change it so we can learn tailoring only for the first aid? I believe that I can look to see what recipes you know, and that is an option.
Okay.
So it should be an option. There is a bit of an issue from what I can see on the API where some people are not seeing the other skills from the other patches. So, for instance, you don't see the patch. You don't see cooking for BC. Okay, let's just say, right? So we're not sure if it's a bug or not, right? So at this point, I would say I can see you get tailoring, and we can see the recipes that you get.
Can
right? So
quick question then. So if you get tailoring, can you learn the recipes for first aid?
Yes.
At tailoring one.
Do we know that? Don't know.
Okay.
I think you still need to go to a bandager, and from what I understood, the bandages scale. So you can use a low level bandage, so it's still of use, right?
Okay.
So you can go get like a linen one. So basically, if you want to go buy something that you can use regardless of the level it is, because it will scale to your health.
And then technically, you think they'd only want to make one bandage.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Stir wants to know deaths don't count during pre-patch testing.
Right. African or European? I have no idea what you're talking about. Is it soccer? Because if it is, Canadian. Taco's question. What is the airspeed? Gotcha. The airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Crystal wanted to know if we were listening to the podcast on Spotify.
Yeah, so I got an email actually from Blueberry, which is where we host. We don't host it there because that costs money. But they track our stats and all that stuff, right? So they apparently offer a free, a free listing application or something like that to Spotify, but only if you buy hosting from them. And I don't need that. Like, I really don't. Because I can host on my own site. Like we just host our own stuff. And we use them to track our stats. And that's it. So, as far as I know, we do iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and there's another one, right? There's a fourth one now. That those are the ones
you
that
say iTunes?
Yes, that was the first one I said, because all hail Apple. Wow. The other one, I think, is iHeartRadio, I think, might have allowed applications recently, and I did put them through for this show and Adventures in Azeroth, and they both got accepted. So if you guys see, like, a application thing on Spotify, I would love to get our show on there, because then I could listen.
Love Spotify.
Yeah. I mean, I subscribe to it. That's about the only thing I actually pay for.
Yeah.
Except for my power, even though the lights are not on. And we're trying to save money by not running the AC.
Nice.
BlizzCon's expensive. So,
BlizzCon is expensive.
Nega says, what about Alchemy in the first and the end? Venom, why that would go with tailoring as well. My fear is that, you know, if we go and allow that, someone's gonna go click on something that they're not supposed to, and you cannot unlearn it. I think yeah. You could unlearn the whole profession, and then you can go relearn it. So, I mean, technically, I think that's a way that you could do it.
Have people ever used the anti-venom stuff from that?
I don't know. No. I'm not sure. I know that I never have. I've never heard it being really a thing. I just know that it was in first aid. We have had a question to say, can we use it? And I said yes, because it doesn't get tracked as a potion. So you're fine. So I would... Like, I don't really think...
Well, if they moved it to alchemy, it'd be a potion now? Or an elixir.
It still is a anti-venom. No, it's still a potion or elixir or whatever it is. It is not an elixir, it's a potion. But I'm just saying that, you know, if you open the doors to the professions, I'm really worried that they might introduce some of the old stuff. Like, I kind of don't think they're going to, but, you know, you had to take skinning in order to get the plus crit, right? Yeah. It just stuff like that. I'm just worried about them doing that. And once we open that door, you know, we're going in, right? We're going in feet first, and we need to be sure.
It's harder to close doors. It's like, it's easy to open doors.
Look
it's
at flying.
Close doors. So once it's
like, look at flying, right? They want to take flying away, because they're like, we hate it. It makes leveling design a nightmare for them, right?
Yeah.
So they make us jump through hoops now. Okay, so I'm gonna stop yapping and say, if you give a mouse a cookie, I've never heard that before. If you give a mouse a cookie, what? Because I mean, you have to tell me the answer. Layla, please. Before I lose my mind. I don't know. I've never heard this before.
That one. If you give a mouse a cookie, it eats it.
It gets fat.
Then it doesn't eat the cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
I don't know.
Anyway. Okay.
Then you just have to give it more and more things. Well, that's why I play World of Warcraft, so I can get more stuff. Give me more.
Some one thing, they just want another thing.
I'm never satisfied. Yep.
I'm never satisfied, yep. Okay.
Captain Dobie here has a good point here. It's a tricky one, right? I do believe you should advance the challenge with the game, but there's always a possible cost in the future. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, we need to tread carefully, but, you know, we have to deal with what we've got, right? Okay, anyways.
And I suppose that's why decisions, you know, we don't make decisions
decision.
This and this and this. Yeah, it's got to be, you know, we can't make decisions on what came out 5 days ago. we've got to see how things go. You know, it's just one of those things. Yeah, there's going to be lots of deaths in between now and then, but it's just...
It's not going to be me. It's going to be you. Okay, so...
Probably going to be you.
Okay, okay, I'm going to start doing my thank yous. Okay, so thank you to everyone that supports the site. You are our Iron Elite. I'm going to go down the list here on the website, which I update once a month. So sorry if you're new. Boson, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, LICTR, Iron T-Wen, Cashbringer, and Anonymous Koala. Never Died, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener. Why are you shaking your head at me for? I'm just saying it's an Anonymous Koala. I'm not saying it's you. Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Unamathil, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very much. It definitely helps.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you to our mods for helping us mod. And also for helping us mod the Blizzard group community. The World WoW Challenges community. Thanks. We kind of didn't really ask them. I feel...
Yeah. Yeah. What? They should be used to it by now. Thanks, guys.
No, yeah, I feel like we really need to make it up for them.
We do love them.
You know what we could do?
We could have a show dedicated to
We could have a whole month of shows dedicated to our mods. Just saying. Could be mod month coming
up. Mod month, yeah. Oh, mod month sounds good.
Not that it wasn't planned. Okay, thank you to our mods. Boz, Nisi, Stir, Zorts, Awesome Trousers. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, Zaya and Fair. I don't count you, so.
As usual. That's fine.
If you want to watch the show, live, you can, and you can sit here like poor LB did and suffer through the gong show that was my performance, and I'm still not looking that it's not recording. It only says streaming. It usually changes back and forth between recording and then streaming. So thank you for watching. If you want to watch, you can come watch us 7 p.m. Eastern every week, and yeah, Saturday. Okay. So, Boz, Lita. That's you, Lita. Lita, you're here in the chat, too. Nisi, Stir, Zorts, me, Bourbon, and Beer Chasers. I feel like Eli would be a great person to sit down with and just hit him back, right? You know?
Oh, please. Eli and Zorts. Zorts wants beer and pizza. Like, hello.
Yeah. Chupa, Cogwhistle, Commander Root, Corpse Run Radio, hey niggas, Captain Dobie, Crystal Free to Play, the Decaf Smurf. I'm not saying your name, you're a bot. Until you're Overlord, then I'll praise you. Taco, LB, you're in the chat too. Guru 42, Eli, Iron Azzy, why did I say that? Azzy, Cashbringer, Layla, I did it right this time. Layla Zor, yeah. Luke Jensen, Mrs. Rock Guru, V&K Virgo Praz, Winchester CTR, because you got an H there, man. So, Winchester CTR, and Zeptimus. Thank you for watching.
Nice.
Our next show is Saturday, July the 28th, 7 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, July the 29th, 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Not daylight time. We will be joined by Akari from Azeroth Coast to Coast. And LB, thank you very much. Sorry, man.
No, it was great.
So sorry.
Thank you for hanging with us, LB. We really appreciate it. And it's been good to hear how you play. And we say good luck when you do roll your next turn. So
thank you.
See how you go. Do you want to tell people where they can find you? So did you say it was Twitch?
Yeah, I have a Twitch channel. I stream sometimes. Froggy 2. Sometimes it's not always World of Warcraft, but...
Wait. That's right. LB here was the one that carried me. Again, he carries me on a whole lot of stuff. He carried me to my only PUBG squad win.
We had two wins. Wow.
Two wins.
I don't think I was in that second win, though.
No, they were back-to-back.
I think I might... I don't know, man.
He was so...
Yeah, I remember because I accidentally quit out of the first one.
What?
That you won. Yeah.
I know that I was dead when we won, which I wasn't nice. Surprised. Yeah. Because I suck.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, LB. So we really appreciate it. All right. Where you can find us. So don't forget, check out wildchallenges.com. That's where you can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels.
So yes, and we also have, well, I don't really have a list. So I put a link up to the new community site in the game. It's up on the side. You'll see it as like the little blizzard icon, right, where all of the other ones are. So you can join that, and we're in there too. I'll be honest with you. I feel like it's a secondary way to get a hold of us, because I feel for me, my focus is primarily on Discord. Whereas this is a, hey, if you got a quick question and you don't want to swap out, then you can just ask it and hopefully somebody will reply, right? I mean, I'm in there and I think it's working okay on my UI, but Discord is still, it's a North America one. I would love to create an EU one. Might talk with Awesome Trousers if he'd be willing to do that, because he's EU. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get something sorted, I'm sure. Excellent. All right. So don't forget about that, because, yes, that was one of the new things that came in with 8.0 as well, with the community stuff. So very cool. Also, if you want to send us an email and let us know for the anniversary show, or any other thing, questions, feedback on how the challenges are, definitely send us an email, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. Stone, where can we find you?
Stone, you can find me at Stone Grasp. Stone at S-T-O-N-E, G-R-A-S-P, like I'm grasping your stone. No? Okay. Anyways, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that we actually did last night.
We did.
Yeah.
Yay,
It was good. Great. Go us.
Go us. Exactly. All right. So you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LeetaWow, as well as check out Behind the Avatar. Other than that, we always like to say thank you to Marconen and Epic Insanity, because they are fantastic friends who did our intro and our outro. So Marconen, you can check him out on Twitter at MarconenWow, as well as part of the co-host with Jules on Torrin Think Tank. And Epic, who did our outro, is at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And you can find him on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcast. They did amazing jobs, and we are very appreciative. So again, thank you so much. Other than that, chat room, thank you for hanging out. We really appreciate it. LB, have a really great week, and thank you for coming and being our guest this week. And Stone, have a great week. Other than that, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to say something really funny, but I can't now because she made such a good goodbye. Bye. I don't know which button to push.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.